right. This is the Mind and Fitness Podcast. I guess I put a brand new memory card in my Zoom H4N recorder and it looks like it's working. So hopefully this is just a one take thing. Here's a crazy fact. So these people that I know that have, they're doing their own podcast and it's not TMS related, but they just finished up season one, which was 14 episodes. And then they said they were on hiatus until May. And I told them that it's crazy because that's the exact same place that I took a 4 month hiatus when this podcast started, and 14 episodes, and then 152 straight weeks after that, without doing a hiatus. So, kind of wild how that kind of works out. So, this is the Mind and Fitness Podcast. Oh, I was going to say is that I've had the same memory card, been using the same memory card since episode one of this podcast. And it was just a small one, a 4 gigabyte one that usually I would have to do sliding around and I'd have to take stuff off the memory card and all that kind of stuff because I only had about 3 or 4 hours, I think, of recording time on it. Well, I've got a new one in here and it says I've got 25 hours of content I can record on here, which is pretty awesome. So wanted to make sure I gave a big shout out to the patrons of the podcast, patreon.com/ the Mind and Fitness Podcast. Want to give a shout out to Nathan and Valerie, John, Brooke, Carrie, Jason, David, Colette, Matthew, Mindy, Irina, Kelly, Tony, Francisco, Ashley, Michael, Victoria, Chad, Anthony, Jen, Nate, Christina, Ross, Caroline, Julie, Casey, Brian, Arnie, Barb, and Kim. Thank you all so much for participating in the podcast. And again, to Raftig Root for creating the brand new theme song for the podcast. So shorter episode this week. You got an interview last week. You're going to get an interview next week. But there was a couple of things really that have been on my mind over the last few days that I've been thinking a lot about. And the genesis of this kind of came, I was on an Australian podcast the other day that I recorded. It's a listener in Australia, which I've done a couple of interviews now with people in Australia. And she does a great job. Let me actually, I want to make sure that I get the right name of it so I can point you in that direction. It is called Let's Talk Mind Body Healing, and it's by Felicia Jaramis. We're doing an interview for my podcast as you listen to this tomorrow on Thursday. So you'll hear from her next week. But I did her podcast and we talked about a variety of things. But one of the things that I thought would be cool to discuss for today's topic is that it's interesting. So the mind-body connection idea, I've heard this thought or this phrase in the past that if you have pain or if you have chronic pain or chronic issues or you have these symptoms that keep flaring up or maybe won't go away or anything like that, that you have a strong mind-body connection, meaning that the it's just that, the overwhelming beaker of rage that's going on in your unconscious, or it could be an overwhelming amount of stress in your life. It could be a variety of things. But really, if you're getting bodily symptoms because of that, it means that your mind-body system is strong. Your mind-body connection is very strong. So this is a really interesting concept. And one of the things that I was talking about with Felicia when I did her show was one of the things that I, and it's interesting because I didn't, I was not in tune with this obviously years ago, but I'm very in tune with it now. And that's that, and this, it sort of drives into, I've had, Hannah Steadley on the podcast before, and I would love to talk to her again, sometime soon. So if you're listening to this, I would love to get in touch again and do the show together. But she talks about really this is all, she does the three principles and she discusses that this is really all just thought and that it's really just like an abundance of thoughts almost. And I think that's super interesting because one of the things that really tips me off that their trouble is a ruin basically and that I may start having some symptoms again soon, and this happened very recently in that back relapse that I had, is that when I start getting obsessive over something, that's basically telling me that, hey, like there's something brewing underneath and you need to go back to the drawing board and do some somatic work or just get a little bit more in tune. Pay attention to yourself. Tend to yourself, basically. This can be obsessive thoughts about anything. Let me give you some examples of things that are coming to mind in my life that just stuff that you wouldn't even think about. That's not necessarily pain or rage related, but it is, it's taking up too much real estate within my brain. And it's essentially helping bubble things over. And when this happens to me, and I tend to it with mostly the somatic work that I talk a lot about in this podcast, symptoms tend to diminish, and they diminish very, very fast. Meaning like by the next day, if I go to bed and I'm obsessing over something and I wake up the next day and then it's over. So, some things that I've obsessed about in the past, let's see here. So, switching motorcycles recently, that was a big, piece. Switching from Apple to Android is one. I've obsessed over making sure that the chemicals in my hot tub are appropriate. I've obsessed over how my grass looks. And yes, I love a great lawn. I've spent the last couple of years making sure that it's manicured. But I'm talking about it looking precise, it looking absolutely correct, making sure that every time that I mow, I've got 10 full bags of grass clippings, because that means that it's growing at a rapid rate. So things like that. Certainly. Finding an Xbox X, like an Xbox Series X that I can play, even though I don't really get any time to play video games, right? That's buying a new motorcycle helmet, buying a new motorcycle jacket that I can actually fit. So there's a variety of things, even just like finding airline flights back when I traveled, but airline flights to go to like a WrestleMania. Just any time that I find that my space in my head is getting occupied by something, and a lot of it is striving for perfection, right? My wife made this really just dynamite analogy when I was stressing out over these couple different motorcycles a few weeks ago. And she was saying that I'm really obsessed with making the wrong decision. That it's not that I would be unhappy with replacing the thing that I currently have, but it's mostly a fear of making the wrong decision. And I thought that was a really interesting way to put it, because that's the perfectionist side, right? Being so obsessed over making a decision and being so fear-driven into not making the potentially the wrong decision, that ultimately you end up making no decision at all, or you think about it all the time and you obsess over it. So if you can pay attention to your thoughts as they sort of enter your mind and enter your space over the course of a day, and again, you don't have to really necessarily look for themes, but that's one thing that maybe I would challenge you to do, is if you find yourself obsessing over anything, that it could be a good clue for you to really start paying a little bit more attention to how it is that you feel. So sometimes, like recently with the motorcycle thing, or with the Android, the cell phone thing, switching from, I've been an avid Apple user for the last 12 years. I was really irritated with, I have some music and some audio files on my computer that my Mac was just not allowing me to sync. So I was like, you know what, F this. I'm going to jump over to Android. I'm going to finally do it and all this kind of stuff. And I go and I pick out this Android phone, and it ultimately just ends up being not everything that I had hoped it would be. And it was making me not be able to do other things that I wanted to do. And so as I'm stewing and marinating over this decision and knowing that I'm just getting obsessed about this, watching videos over Android reviews, how do people move from iPhone to Android? How, you know, this and this and this. And then at night, just before I went to bed, I paid absolute attention to that Stark reactor, as I call it. Go back and find the episode called The Stark Reactor if you're interested in, or if you don't even know what I'm talking about. And paying attention to that, and then just lending yourself a little bit more, checking in with yourself, basically, because it probably means that there needs to be something more attended to on the inside. So that was one thing that I was thinking about with the podcast. Something else, sort of unrelated, that I think is really cool that I want to share with everybody. And actually, by the time that you hear this, I'll either have done it or I'm getting ready to do it. But several months ago, a listener had sent me this. They told me, hey, you got mentioned in Counseling Today, I think is what the magazine was called. Your podcast got mentioned. You should go check it out. So I go to the website, try and find the archive. I couldn't find the archive because it wasn't up yet. It was the current month's issue. This was in last July, last August, I think. I tweeted at the publication that puts it out and asked them about it, and they ended up being able to get me a copy, and I saw it was right on there. It was by this, it was written by, the associate, I think, dean of students at, the psychology grad school at the University of Rochester, and, which is in New York, if you're not familiar with the United States. And so I got in touch with him, Dr. Douglas Gafrida, and we did an interview several months ago if you want to go back and listen to it. But I'm going to be speaking to his grad class tomorrow as I record this, 20 or 30 minutes, speaking about my experience in the mind-body world, the mind-body system, everything that I went through, and everything that I am issuing out to the world at this point in time. I talk to people from all over the world, and I hear from these obscure places on the planet that I never could point out on a map. So that's going to be a lot of what I'm going to discuss and the different things that I have learned. And I'd say that I've done a lot of really cool things in my life, but that was one of the more, I was very honored to get that question asked, you know, I'd love for you to come and speak to my class. Are you willing to do it? So I'm going to be doing this along with Matt Katz, who was he's been on the podcast two times. And what I think is even cooler is somebody had asked in one of the TMS Facebook groups, hey, is this going to be available for audio? Is there any way that I can watch it? And originally the answer was no. But then Dr. Gafrida emailed me and he said he's going to ask the class if they would have any issue with it being recorded. So hopefully you'll be able to just hear the talk. It might just be a collection of things that you've heard about in the past. I had emailed Doug and said, hey, is this something where I should have like visual aids or PowerPoint or something like that? And he said, you can if you want. It's not necessary if you don't want to. And I said, well, good, because for me, shooting off the cuff and really trying to be a storyteller in audio is that's my craft. That's what I do with the podcast. So he absolutely obliged and said that that was totally cool. So I am looking forward to doing that. Hopefully I don't fall on my face, but I think it will be just fine. I'm not going to let it occupy too much of that headspace that I have been talking about recently. The thing that I want to close on, because right now, as I record this, the end of March, we have been in this pandemic for a little bit over a year. And one of the things that I am starting to see as gyms are opening back up and people are getting back into physical activity. And if you recall, the thing that I say is the absolute most necessary piece of this puzzle to solve is around physical activity, maximum physical activity you can get back to at the utmost degree that I would say to go there. And so I'm starting to see people sort of waver on that. They've been trying to maybe keep up their fitness for the last year, but they just don't have that motivation to go. And I will tell you that after doing regular training in some sort of a capacity now for 19 consecutive years, and then deduct the TMS years out of that, the shoulder injuries and the surgeries and all that kind of stuff, that ultimately motivation and motivational quotes and motivational Instagram accounts that you follow of people working out or exercising or doing whatever, that is motivation very much is like the lust in a relationship. Eventually it is going to run out. So when I see people sort of start and stop and start and stop on these kinds of notions like going out and getting exercise or going out and working out, different things like that, oftentimes it is because it is coming from a place of motivation and not from a place of love. And I put that in a lot of ways of what Nicole Sachs talks about on her podcast a lot, is what you're doing is the intrinsic value for you. Is it coming from a place of love or a place of fear? And to me, motivation, if something is coming from motivation, it's short term because it's coming from a place of fear. You want to do this because of X, as opposed to coming from a place of love, which is just because you enjoy it. I really enjoy weightlifting. I really enjoy riding a motorcycle. I really enjoy riding my one-wheel electric skateboard. So I am at a point where I'm doing things because I enjoy doing them. And that's why I continue to do this podcast week after week. It's not bred out of any sort of a fear or that I don't want to. I want to, and I thoroughly enjoy it. So that's what I want to leave you with today, 15 minutes. I actually thought about re-airing an old episode from Jeanette Barber because I had talked about her in this Australian podcast that I did, but maybe we'll hold that for a different day. It's a three-year-old episode, but if you'd like me to start maybe re-airing some classic episodes, let me know and I can bring them up to the top of the pile. But I hope everybody's doing great. You'll be back next week with an interview and then hopefully the audio from the lecture for Dr. Gafrida's class. So I hope everybody's doing great wherever you are in the world. Thank you so much for listening.